Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Broken Simulation. I'm your co-host, Sam Tripoli, and it's time to bring in your host for a very Merry Christmas. Mr. Johnny Woodard, how are you, Johnny?
Good, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Is that Woodland Critters?
Yeah, it's a South Park thing. It's those like sweet looking little critters that will actually kill everybody. You know, they're like really evil.
I love them, dude. But did you, when you saw the word wood, do you go, hey, dude, that could be mine? I could have my own like theme park, like Dollyland. It's like Woodland in the Woodards.
Dollywood.
Learn how to
Dollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Woodland. No. Learn to, you know, steal a welder and stuff like that. Leave it in the middle of a field. All the fun stuff you could do here at the Woodland Park.
It's not working. This is not working.
Woodland Park.
I feel like just like the guy
redneck nerds.
Just like the guy who was trying to steal the welder didn't make it across the field. You didn't make it to the end with that joke.
Come on, dude.
It did not work.
You didn't help me. You purposely sabotaged me.
You left that joke stranded in the middle of the field.
You seriously went dancing Israeli on my bit right there.
What does that mean? Dancing Israeli. What does that mean?
That means that the
9/11 guys.
Who exploded the middle of the
I got you. Okay.
What you did to that bit. You purposely blew it up.
That's funny.
From the inside. Johnny, how are you? You're back in North Carolina. Do you always get the same flight attendants? Are they like, look like someone's going back home? Good old Johnny Nice.
Yeah, they recognize me every time from the three times a year that I fly back home. They remember me. Same flight attendants on America. They're like, oh, Johnny, I remember you from six months ago.
Johnny, do you want some peanuts? We only do pretzels, but we're going to give you a couple peanuts, Johnny.
It was a shit show, man. There was this kid just like that video we watched, dude. There was a kid just like that, except he was 11, and he took it off and threw it and almost hit me in the face with it. And his mother was beating the shit out of him and beating him. His grandma on the phone. His grandma's like, listen now, son. Your mommy's going to be very mad, and Santa's not going to bring you any gifts if you don't put your mask on. It was crazy. And then right behind me, there was somebody with black lung. Somebody with black lung behind me going,
how do you know they have black lung? And why aren't you calling them African-American lung?
Just coughing her lungs up. And I'm like, all right, man, I don't have to deal. I mean, who would fly with a serious cold right now? You just can't do it.
Yeah, I know, dude. Were you like, I'm going to die?
I left. I moved. I moved up the front. I went and told the stewardess.
I will pay more.
No, I just said, hey, the person behind me has a serious disease, and I'm moving up here. And I did. Yeah, they didn't care.
What did you go from like an aisle seat to a middle seat?
No, it was I almost always fly American, but JetBlue had a route that is to a better city in North Carolina, like closer to my house. So I took JetBlue direct, and they have 85% capacity right now, so there are a lot of empty seats, and I just moved up to the front.
Johnny, do you have a flying regiment? Do you have a flying like thing you do to fly every time you fly?
I'm not anxious. I don't get anxious about flying though. No.
But do you have like what's the word I'm looking for? Superstition that you or what's the word I'm looking for? I stay up as late as I can when I'm flying.
Oh,
a routine, right? A routine.
It depends on what time I'm flying, yeah. Like, I try to sleep on the plane. I sleep real easy anywhere.
Oh,
so
I do.
Me too.
Hard.
Yeah. Like, so
especially
if it's like
I'm on the road, fly out so early every morning. Mm-hmm. I do my last show, will get done around midnight, and then it's like 6 a.m. flight.
Oh, I love red eyes.
I like that.
I love red eyes. I sleep all night.
Is that a red eye? It's 6 a.m. a red eye?
Well, I thought you meant like midnight. I'll fly like midnight to 5. You know, it's a 5-hour flight.
Oh,
basically.
I love those. But I'm talking like I'll do a show at 5. I mean, I'll do a show till midnight. And then I have to catch a flight at 6 a.m., which means I got to get to the airport.
See, I would stay up all night.
An hour and a half.
I would stay up all night if I did that. I just sleep on the plane.
If I do that, my body is wrecked because I got to go take care of kids. You think they care that I'm like, oh, I didn't get any sleep? They don't care.
You don't sleep? You couldn't sleep on the plane? That's what I'm saying.
That's all I do. I have to. I can't stay up all night, but I try to stay as long as I can.
Yeah.
You know? Because I just I can't be on a plane that long. You know, I got dancing legs. You know, I got ants in my pants. I got to dance, dog.
I have no problem flying. No, I have no problem flying.
Were the stewardess cool? Because the last couple flights I've had, there's been some real a-holes on the flight.
Yeah, dude. I swear, this is why whenever you guys talk shit about JetBlue, I'm always like, you know what? Every time I fly JetBlue, they are really nice. I don't American, they have the foot up their ass, or the stick up their ass, like you're saying. Same thing with most of the other airlines, Delta. But JetBlue, every time, they're nice. I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say about it.
Well, you know, it's like, dude, it's like we've really empowered the uninformed. So now it's like anybody can act like authority and tell you to put on your mask. Like I went and got my car washed the other day. Now they, like, dude, there's been – Johnny, you live in Hollywood, L.A. Dude, like, is it me or is it, like, just giant apartment complexes showing up out of nowhere?
Everywhere.
You're like, where the fuck did that come from?
Everywhere, man. It's all these buildings that used to be houses, you know? They're just tearing these houses down and replacing them with apartment buildings.
Like, dude, amoebas? Like, the people who don't live in L.A. don't know what amoeba is?
Yeah.
Amoeba was the coolest record store ever. It was the coolest one ever. Now, it's not gone. It's moved to another location. But its location was so cool, right?
Yeah, it's right. I mean, it's right in the center of, like, the cultural area in Hollywood, like, where they have film premieres and, you know, it's south of Hollywood Boulevard, so you where people go for tourism and stuff. Yeah, it's a great location. And now
great location,
gone,
dude.
The reason it's special, too, is they have a lot of live music there, too. Like guys, you know, if they're releasing an album, they'll go play there. Like, I saw Weezer there and Ryan Adams and a few other things since I moved
out. Did you think when you saw Ryan Adams, you were like, I'm just looking at myself?
We don't really look alike. It's the glasses. That's it. Our faces aren't really similar.
And our friend Jason Tebow.
Yeah, he says that we look alike, but we don't.
Well, you thought Jason Tebow looked like the Unabomber. So, I mean,
everybody. If you look, the Unabomber has Jason Tebow's nose almost exactly. Like, I showed my mom that, and she thought, oh, that's the same guy. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's crazy. Johnny, so I want to tell you a funny, weird story. And I don't know what it says to me, and I have a feeling you're going to use this against me.
I can't wait.
At some point. So, my brother's in town. I love my brother. My brother is me, just completely different psychologically. We're the same. We look a lot alike. We're kind of the same. You know, we look alike. I'm older. You know, he's a better genetic version of me.
What do you mean, like, you're different? What is different psychologically, though? What does that mean?
Well, like, he's like retarded liberal and I'm just normal liberal.
What does retarded liberal mean, though? Like, he buys the Democratic line? Is that what you mean?
Everything. But he, like, he also, like, one time he put out this thing, and he's like, I had to leave this place because they were doing some pretty politically incorrect jokes. And I'm like, dude, is this my brother?
That's crazy.
But I
crazy.
Love him
wow.
to pieces, right? I love him to pieces. And
isn't it funny, dude, how you can come from the same – do you guys come from the same house? I shouldn't assume that.
Oh, yeah.
But you can have different political – you would think that – if you
Which
came from the same
really
house,
weird.
You
when my brother was really young, he was more conservative than me. And then he became super more liberal, which is kind of crazy. You know? So anyways, so my brother's in town. He's Armenian, obviously. So I decided to get some chicken shawarma that is of my people. So we go down there, right? And I go there. And, of course, it's like one of my favorite places to get chicken shawarma, chicken kebab. There's two places. Zanku Chicken, which
yeah,
is the very
right
famous Armenian place. And then there's Joe's Falafel. Those are my two favorite. Depending where I am in the city is where I'll eat. I would prefer Zanku Chicken's because it's Armenians, even though the guy who started it killed his whole family.
Oh, God.
Not important to this story.
Wait, what's
not
the pink important. Stuff? It comes with pink stuff. I never know what to do with that. It's like pickled
it's
something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the pickled
it's just
stuff?
A
what
fucking,
is that?
I don't even know. Okay. But just like, that's, I just assume it's a space cucumber.
See, I just throw all that away. I just eat
I
the
don't
chicken.
Eat, I don't
the
do that stuff
amazing.
Either, dude. Yeah. I barely do the vegetables, but I'm all about the chicken and the hummus, dog. I could eat hummus on everything. Pizza.
They do chicken. They do. There's something they do with that chicken, man. It's amazing. It's the best chicken. It really
is.
Yeah,
it is the best. It is the best. But I don't like when they try to make it. There's one on Sunset and Fairfax. And still Zancuso, it's great, but they try to make it like franchisey, and I'm not into that.
That's
like
the one that I live near. Yeah, that's the one I live near. Yeah,
the old one where you're like, dude, this is crazy. There's like, it's Armenia Filipino town. That's the shit where Armenians and Filipinos can live in peace.
How many are there? How many Zancuso? I assumed it was a chain because that's the one I live near. I thought it was just big chain. There's only three, really? It does. You're so right, though, dude. I just thought it was like a Burger King in California or something. Zanku chicken.
No, there's like three of them, I believe. But so I go. I'm stopping on the way. I decide to get my brother a chicken shawarma pita from Joe's Falafel. So I pull up, and of course, like every fucking restaurant, it's been like they can't have anybody dining in, which sucks because I used to love to sit there and hang out. And so I walk in, and there's a tiny Asian lady. She has a mask on. And I don't know, has this ever happened to you, dude, where you're walking up and maybe you drop your keys or you parked wrong, so you got to fix it a little bit, and you do it, and that split second of time has allowed someone else to walk in front of you that wants to order everything on the menu? Like they're ordering for the holiday party, and that's when you're like, oh, the simulation is fucking me in the ass right now, right?
Exactly.
This lady gets in before me. She orders, and of course, she's ordering 90 million things. She orders. She steps off. She walks up. I step up. I'm about to order. She walks in. She goes, have you guys seen my keys? And I look around. I can't find her keys. I'm looking around. I can't find her keys. We look around. The guys who run the place look around. No one can find her keys. She's like, that's weird. Because I locked my door. I can't lock my door with the keys in it. And I'm like, yeah, it sucks. Sucks. So I go back and order. I go out because, you know, you can't stand inside.
Yeah.
Because
So in this, do you go in to order? Is that what you do?
Yeah. You go in to order and then you step outside and wait.
I thought it was like a window.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Okay.
No, it's not a window. You literally walk into the restaurant you used to eat in and then you walk out.
Doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
They're just spitballing at this point.
Yeah.
So then she walks out to me. She goes, will you do me a favor? I go, yeah. She goes, are my keys in your pocket? I go, what? She goes, are my keys in your pocket? I go, no. She goes, please just look. So I reach down in one pocket. I feel my keys in this pocket. I reach into my other pocket, and there's another set of keys.
No, there aren't. This is David Blaine shit.
There's another set of keys there. And I pull it out and I go, rental car keys. I don't have a rental car. I go, oh my God. I grabbed her keys and I didn't even remember doing it. So I feel like real awful, man, because it was an honest to God mistake. I'm like, oh my God, why are these keys in my pants? I don't know how they got there.
That's so weird. Why did she know to ask you?
She goes, I don't know. She goes, I felt like you grabbed them like they were your keys. I appreciate you just grabbing, doing that and not getting weird about it. I go, I'm not weird. I feel so bad. Johnny, that wasn't the most awkward part of the whole conversation.
Oh, really? Okay. What, did that it turn was... out you like banged her sister or something? What happened here?
No. So I'm super, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. She walks off. I go to see if my food's done. She's like, thank you for not being weird about that. I'm like, okay. She goes, can I be honest with you? And I'm like, oh no, man. I go, yeah, sure. She goes.
Cause you're in a thing now, right? It's like those Seinfeld episodes. It's like a stop and chat has happened. Yeah.
It's so super awkward already, man. Yeah.
Now you're bogged down in a thing with a stranger. The worst.
I'm like, man, I mean, I swear to God, I don't remember how they got into my pocket.
What did she say?
She goes, I need to tell you something. I go, okay. I go, what? What would you like to tell me? She goes, the reason I left my keys there is because you were really cramping me. Like you were really too close to me when I ordered. I go, what are you talking about? I was standing near the door waiting for you. No, no. that's still too close. You were, she goes, you were in the entrance and I was very uncomfortable. I go, like, how many, like, that's 6 feet. What do you want from me, man? She goes, guys do that. Maybe because, and here she's. Goes,
oh, I don't, oh, I hate that. Oh, God, the guys.
Maybe because I'm a woman, I'm tiny, and I'm Asian, but you really made me uncomfortable. Mm. I go, lady, I just need you to know that this is more uncomfortable than when I try to jack her keys, okay? That's how, like, this is how weird it is. I go, I was far enough for you. She was, it's not the point. You're standing at the entrance, and that makes women very uncomfortable. I go, lady, what are you going to do when everything goes back to normal? She goes, I'll just get on my life. I'm like, so why don't you do that now?
That's
why
so
don't
funny.
You just get on? You're sounding. She goes, I'm sorry. She goes, it's just been a really crazy time. And guys don't realize this. It makes women very uncomfortable. I go,
what?
What are you? What is that going to rape you at the fucking pita factory?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go to Joe.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I'm gonna go to fucking Joe's Falafel and rape some Asian chick. She goes, you don't understand. I used to do makeup for, and then I got to hear about because she's in Crazy Town, and I don't want to get too much into it because I don't. I feel bad that I fucking grabbed her keys and didn't remember it, and it was an honest mistake. But it was just like, it just, here's the problem, man. There's like, there's no set rule. Everybody's a sheriff now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's
like
not even that.
It's like vigilante
justice. You should have just waited outside while I ordered. I go, I've been around 48 years. I've never waited outside for something to get done so I could go in and order. That's not how reality works. This new thing that you think, like, you got your mask on. She goes, I've already had COVID. I go, I did too. So why do you care? It's not the point. She goes, you stood in the doorway and it makes women uncomfortable. I go, it makes you uncomfortable and that's your thing. And it's
yeah,
like, it was
that generalization. Dude, like, there's some woman I follow on Twitter that said something the other day. She tweeted this thing that, you know, I was walking down the sidewalk and there was this guy walking toward me. And he just walked right toward me and didn't move out of the way. I just hate men. It's like 9 out of 10 times that happens, it's a man. And I'm like, you know what? It's not. It's actually at least as many times women do that as men. Like, have you ever been walking in Hollywood? It's always a woman that'll just bury you on the sidewalk. I fucking hate this generalization bullshit. This is what the government has done, dude. They pitted us against each other.
Of course, dude. I did the podcast with Brian Callen today. And I was like, Brian, we were talking. He's like, he goes, what the children are going through right now in school is indoctrination of Marxism. They are taught that the founding fathers are the worst human beings on the planet and everything was based in racism. And I'm just like, yeah, dude, that's how you destroy a country from the inside.
That's what's happening.
And, you know, Tim Dillon was teeing off on teachers and I'm super sensitive about teachers because my parents were both teachers, but there is some truth that there's a push going on to push this fucking bizarro history. And it's just like, it's kind of crazy, right?
He's not wrong.
It's like, dude, I get that. They're like, it's, where's the perfect place? Where is this perfect place? And most of the people teaching you or instructing you, teachers, to say this, that America sucks, their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, or family lineage made tons of money off of this shit, off of, like, racism, screwing over the poor, all that shit.
Totally.
Right? It's just weird. Kumbaya this shit.
I'm with you, dude. It's a nightmare. It really, I mean, I just don't think, I think we just got to power. I don't think there's any way out now but through it. It's just got to end. And I hope it ends sooner rather than
Johnny,
later.
Johnny, dude, what do you think about $20 million for? $20 million for gender studies in Pakistan or transgender.
You're talking about this COVID bill?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
it's unbelievable. $20
million to help, like, push gender, whatever.
When Trump said that, I was just laughing. He didn't even mention my favorite one. My favorite one was like $4 million to mitigate murder hornets, which we already know is just fear mongering.
Like
fear porn.
$10 million for the help carps fuck.
Yeah, it's so. I mean, that's one of the better things he's ever done was calling that out. Now, I will say that that was part of the omnibus bill, which the whole party, I mean, it wasn't, he's the only guy saying anything about it. I mean, his whole party and the Democrats were okay with that omnibus bill going through. But this kind of shit, man, it's got to stop. It's why the deficit has exploded like it has. It's part, almost, you know, in large part due to that, man, where they just tack on so much bullshit, and then you can't vote against it because they'll say you voted against the COVID bill. You know what I mean? Old Billy Bob voted against the COVID relief bill. Vote him out. And then what they don't tell you is that guys like Rand Paul probably voted against it because it was packed full of shit, like bombs for the Egyptians that they're going to buy from the Russians. You know?
Dude, what about Trump saying, like, dude, they're going to take that money and just buy Russian military shit. Yeah. It's like, dude, the WBO, the IMF have used America's money to fund the New World Order. I mean, that's just what it is. And I know people don't want to hear, but dude, if you can't watch Trump's speech, it is so hilarious. It is so hilarious. It makes me laugh.
It's
but
great.
Johnny, I don't know if you know this, but
it's political genius, by the way.
Oh, politically. Do you know he had to run it on Twitter because none of the mainstream media will play his
that's crazy.
Will cover,
I mean,
his press conference.
He's the president of the United States. It's not like I could get, like, back when he was a candidate, they were like, okay, maybe we should stop covering. But this guy's the president of the United States now. You have to cover it. Right now, it's more important than ever to support the men and women making stuff in the United States. Did you know that in 1960, 95% of all clothing was made in the United States? Today, only 3% is. Have you ever wondered maybe why we make all our stuff overseas? Why does most of the stuff we buy feel disposable and cheap, and most of it we just end up throwing away? Seems like those two ideas are probably related, right? Well, we're here to tell you about American Giant. American Giant has built a 100% USA-based supply chain. They're a clothing manufacturer with a relationship to factories, workers, and communities at every step. It's not the cheapest to manufacture things this way, but it does make for a better sweatshirt, and it's better for the people and the planet. American Giant makes clothing that's durable, not disposable. American Giant is reclaiming the American tradition of making high-quality clothes that last. American Giant expects their clothes to be worn more and kept longer because they're built to last. These clothes are also, because they can be used more, they're not going to end up in a landfill. We here at Broken Simulation think that's great. A company that's making high-quality products in the United States. And we would really encourage you to visit American-Giant.com. If you use the promo code BROKEN there, you'll get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off when you use the code BROKEN at American-Giant.com.
Johnny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I like to do charity work.
I know, like, you do Armenian causes and stuff. Yeah.
A lot of it, dude. I give every month to the Innocence Project, where they try to get people wrongly accused. Yeah. Off, so I give $100 a month. If I make good money, I give $1,000 a month. If I could,
those and people are doing the Lord. By definition, that's the Lord's work, getting those people out of jail.
For sure, dude. Yeah. For sure. So I would do that. So that's that, Johnny. But I like to do a lot of charity, and one of the big things I've been talking about on Twitter is about how I would fight people for charity.
Yeah.
I know we talked about the Jake Paul and the you know, the Mayweather doing that money. They're fighting. I would fight for charity, going to charity. So I'd like to read you my list of people that I would like to fight for charity.
Well, I want to ask a real quick question. Is Bobby Lee going to be on this list?
He is not on this list, but I would gladly fight him for charity. Okay. And the only reason I don't want to fight him for charity is because I love his brother so much.
Okay.
But you, you
wait. So you're afraid you'd hurt him. So the, and you love his brother. So that's why you wouldn't fight him.
Well, I know that Steve Lee loves his brother.
And you don't want to kill him.
I think he'd be very upset that I want to get into the squared circle. Okay. Madison Square Garden. Bobby Lee, the fucking Christian warrior, mano y mano, in the square circle. Two men enter, one man leaves.
Okay. Fun. All right. Now, what, I can't wait to hear this list.
Not on the list.
Okay, he's not on the list. But
Johnny, you like this? I'm not giving you the number one, but I'm starting off with a bang. I would like to fight Keith Olbermann for fucking charity. Okay? I'd like to fight him, Johnny.
Notorious.
And I know he's one of your
liberal.
Your heroes.
No, okay? not Olbermann is not. No.
I would fight Olbermann. I would punch him in his fucking snot face.
I don't like
for charity.
All
money goes to charity. This is a charity event sanctioned by the charity people.
Yeah, I don't like those guys that do the crossover sports and politics thing. To me, that ruins sports. No, I don't like – I'm not a big Olbermann fan. He's funny, but he's not. Politically, I'm not where he is at all.
The guy from Young Turks, what's his name? Sink?
Uger or whatever. Yeah.
Sink Uger. I would fight that fat fuck for charity.
He's a piece of shit.
Charity. This is all charity. Sanctioned
by the state athletic commission.
That dumpster fire of a human being for charity. Okay?
Got it.
Charity. They would sign up to this eagerly. Mitch McConnell. I would fight that turkey neck motherfucker for charity.
With oversized gloves and headgear.
Okay. So Olbermann, I would fight and I would give all the money to basically any conservative cause that he hates. I would give all the money, okay? Sink, I would give all the money to Overeaters Anonymous and the Armenian Relief Fund since he named this thing after the people who slaughtered my people, okay?
Overeaters
Anonymous.
So it goes
all Overeaters because he's a fat fuck, okay? And then I would give it to the Armenian Relief Fund.
This will not be monetized.
You can cut this part out and use it as like a thing. We
no,
can
I, the
right
fat
here.
The fat fuck thing is what I was thinking, not the fighting part.
Beep it then. Beep it.
Go ahead.
Beep because he's a beep beep. You beep that, okay? Just cool. Beep that. Write that down. Lindsey Graham, I would fight him, okay? I'd fight him, and all of the charity would be to the elderly gay community because they don't have children to take care of them, so they need – I did a big event at the Comedy Store with Grindr as a sponsor. And, yeah, why not? And it was the most money I ever made up to that point in a naughty show. So I'll give it to the elderly gay community because no one takes care of them because they have no kids, and I would fight that queen for charity.
I would be happy
to see
that.
We all know what they blackmail him with, right? We all know that.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
The guy shits out of his hungry, hungry hippo, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny, do you know what I'm talking about?
He shits exactly where he talks, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Next up, Gavin Newsom. I will fight Gavin Newsom for charity. And, you know, all this stuff that he's doing, dude. Johnny, are you not enjoying this hot new segment called I Will Fight You for Charity?
I love it. No, and I was just about to say, this is the first one I'm thinking that might have a chance against you.
Gavin Newsom might have a chance, but I will fight, and I'll tell you why. Because his hair's so nice, and I can't get a haircut. I can't get a fucking haircut.
Gavin Newsom is 6'3". We know he's fit. So he has a chance. Your hair looks fine. What are you talking about?
I know it looks fine, but you know what, dude? I need to get a haircut, man.
You have no idea. My hair is ridiculous, bro.
Let's see it, Johnny.
I mean, it's just long, man. Look. Look at it.
Like, that's not that long.
No, it is, dude. Like, hold on. See?
Oh, shit, Johnny. Look at you. Look at you. You look like a club kid right there.
I haven't had my haircut.
Guys, if you want to support Johnny, go find his OnlyFans.
Yeah, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/brokensimulation, and help me get a haircut.
Okay, I'd fight Gavin Newsom for sure. I'd love to see that.
No, he
I'd fight him for charity right now.
He wouldn't.
And
do
you know I'd trade Dr. Fauci. I'd fight him for charity.
Another guy that you'd just beat senseless probably if you had to fight him.
Yeah, but I do for the people, for all the people.
What's the charity? What's the charity for Fauci?
Whatever anti-vampire is. That guy's a vampire, right? Because he talk like blah, 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 put on your mask, blah,
What
blah.
Was it for Newsom? What was the charity for Newsom?
Alcoholics Anonymous, since he fucking owns a winery. I'm going to fucking help everybody who stops drinking his fucking wine, okay? And it's going to go to dudes who want to be okay with getting pegged in the ass. Okay,
I don't think that's a charity.
Charity, Johnny. There's a lot of dudes who get pegged to the ass, and they feel really bad about it.
I don't think that exists.
Johnny, it's real. And there's guys out there who really feel bad about that they like to get pegged
in
the butt.
What if Dr. Fauci beat your ass? What if you got your ass? How bad would you feel?
Have you ever seen that video of that like old Russian guy fighting that young dude?
Oh.
Can you look that up?
Yeah,
have you ever
seen that? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dude, that's the craziest video. Johnny, as you're looking it up, let me give you the next one, okay?
Yeah, okay, go on.
Both Comos. I'd fight both Comos. And I'll give
at the same time or in separate events? Or one after the other?
Same time. Same time.
So what, they're tag teaming?
And I'll rip out one Cuomo's nipple rings and beat them both with them. And the charity will be to those who want to get rid of Columbus Day. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Okay? They would hate that. They would hate that.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, say goodbye to your stupid, and I'm Italian, say goodbye to your stupid, stupid holiday. We should be celebrating Joe DiMaggio for knocking the bottom out of Marilyn Monroe instead of fucking pirate Christopher Columbus, thought he was in India. He's such a retard. Next up, Jack Tapper. Whatever that dude's name is, he's going to be fucking shaking, baking his shorts, fucking Tapper. Okay? Who am I going to fight for Tapper? Who would I fight? I'd give the money to the Proud Boys. That's what I do. I'd support the Proud Boys.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't like that. He's very serious.
Yeah, we wouldn't like that at all.
I'm very serious on the news.
Here's one that's going to be that I'm a little nervous about. Peter Buttplug. What was the guy? Peter Butt, the CIA guy that ran for office. Peter Bulak or something like that. I don't even know what his name is. He's the guy who ran for, you remember, he looks like the kid from the Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of. And he was the mayor of like Notre Dame or something.
Pete Buttigieg?
Pete Buttplug, yeah, I'll fight that guy.
That's so funny.
Pete Buttplug, I'll fight that
Pete
dude.
Pete Buttplug. Dude, that's good. That's going to get us dinged for sure.
Pete Buttplug?
Yeah, because he's gay, man. That's going to be anti-gay.
Can you ding it? Ding it.
What do you mean? I mean, that's going to get us a ding, like a strike.
Beep it. Beep the
I don't have time to go beep bleeping stuff though. We gotta put this out. We gotta turn and burn this one. Remember, it's
beep
the holiday
it, dude. And you just say, go to the Patreon, guys, and see the unbleeped version.
Okay.
All right. Okay, then I won't even talk about what I'm gonna do to Anderson Cooper. I'll move on.
Oh, please don't. Oh god.
Ralph Northam, and that is the Virginia governor.
Oh,
I'll fight
yeah.
that dude. I'll fight that dude. And this is one I might lose to right here, but I'm willing to fight. Justin Trudeau. They say he can box.
I don't believe it.
They say he's a boxer.
I don't believe it.
They say they've seen him in boxing matches. He can actually box.
Really? I never would have thought that.
Johnny, those are just the live people. Don't get me started on the dead people that I'd fight.
Maybe he can box, dude. I'm actually seeing some real footage of him fighting here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'd light me up, but I would get a shot in. At the worst, I would do is Mike Tyson eat his ear.
That's unbelievable.
I'll do it for freedom, Johnny. And I'm Mike Tyson.
He's 6'2", so he's right up there with you.
No, I'm 5'11 and a half, 6 foot. So he's got he's younger than me too, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, he's 40. No, he's 48. You're right.
Okay, dude.
Just
hasn't
hasn't lived as hard, maybe.
Johnny, that's rude.
I mean, do you think Justin Trudeau's had
I think he's done a lot of drugs, dude. He's just had that baby blood, dog, and he's like
that's what it is. Yeah.
Are you going to beep that too, Johnny?
No, I think that one will be okay.
Okay. Okay, Johnny, that's it. Don't give me started on the dead people I'd fight. Woodrow Wilson.
These are
Aleister
fine.
Crowley. Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa? You'd fight Mother Teresa?
Yeah, dude. She was running sex trafficking.
You'd fight her, though? That's not going to look good,
dude.
Man.
She's dead.
But
nobody
she's a woman.
Cares. Fine, I'd find an angry lesbian. Dude, I'd fight a woman. I'd fight a woman if it meant stopping sex trafficking in a heartbeat, Johnny.
Okay. Because
that's who I am. I'm somebody who cares.
You're a sacrificing guy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Stop sex trafficking? Yeah. Dude, I'd fight Ghislaine Maxwell. What, am I going to get dinged for that? Want to fight Ghislaine?
No, probably not that one.
I'd fight Ghislaine.
That's a good bit. We should update that periodically whenever you want to add somebody to the
I
list.
Will, dude. It's called I Will Fight for Charity. I'll fight you for charity.
Sam
it's all for charity, AI, YouTube AI. It's all for charity. Sanction. Everyone agrees to the fight.
The State Athletic Commission would sanction this.
The State Athletic Commission shows up. We fight under the Mayfield. Who are those two people fighting?
The Queensbury rules of boxing? What?
What's that? What's the Queensbury rules?
Oh, it's just like the rules of like the generally accepted rules. I thought, what are you talking about? We'd fight under
Floyd
what?
Mayweather versus what's it?
Oh, on the undercard. You fight on the undercard.
We'll fight on the undercard.
Okay, I got you. All right. All those fights or just one of them?
I mean, dude. I mean, I could go.
No, you
Jason
couldn't.
Ellis, where he did a different person every round.
That dude's so in shape to be able to do that. That's so crazy.
Yeah,
man.
He is, dude. Johnny, you watched the Canelo fight, right? Where
yeah,
it looked
I did,
like
yeah.
a kid fighting his dad.
Canelo was just, he's a beast, man.
He's great, dude.
Yeah.
He's a great fighter.
He has no neck, so you can't hurt him. You hit him, and it's just like, what?
But he's going to get in with a guy that's on, like.
Well, if
like
he's
going to
go up, if he goes up and he fights, like, Arthur Beterbiev. That's a badass. That dude could knock him out, possibly.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's fucking nuts.
How's life in the Tripoli house?
You know what, man? We're doing the best we can, brother.
You getting any little gifts for the girls for Christmas? How's that going?
Yeah, we got them some stuff. They should come in. Pottery Barn fucked up our order, and Martha went on a war.
Oh, really?
A war.
What did they screw up? What happened?
Colors and names on their first Christmas gifts.
I'll the names of the kids?
They put the names. It's just like they got the names. They put like pink on pink and purple on purple.
So you couldn't see it.
So yeah.
Got it. That's cool. What'd you get, dude, though? What is it? What's the furniture?
We got a bunch of some their own chairs and like baby's first like gymnasium almost like
that's cool.
Play gymnasium, what are those called, where slides and all that shit.
Okay, yeah, I don't know,
you know, but they don't have slides yet. They have this thing they can crawl all over, but
kinda
I'm telling like, you dude
kind of like for like a guinea pig, you know, those like mazes and shit.
I wouldn't call my kids guinea pigs, but you know, Johnny, they're just the love of my life.
Okay. Yeah, that's why you want them to go, here, play on this. Leave me alone.
I do, dude. They got, you know, dude, we like bubble wrap everything. Go have fun. Yeah. Get weird. Go out there. Fucking fall on your head. Cry. Like, this is what you do as kids. You got to learn these things.
Yeah, dude. I don't think there was a time when I was a kid that one of my knees wasn't just destroyed with, like, scabs. And
dude, I'm telling you, Ghost is going to be an athlete.
Oh, really?
Oh,
why,
yeah.
Why do you think
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Dude, she's all muscle. I mean, dude, you're like, whoa, dude, this is a strong baby. A strong baby.
I wonder if that's what Herschel Walker's parents like knew that immediately. They were like, holy shit. This guy's
I'm telling you, dude, this baby is jacked.
Like Bo Jackson, you know, just damn.
This baby is jacked. Her sister is going to be a hacker. Ninja's going to be a hacker. Ninja just sits there and like tries to figure out stuff and then eats it and then puts it away. Like she's constantly trying to figure out how things work.
What was it? Did she eat her booger? Is that what this was? Was she like?
No, she did. She like.
Is that what? Is that what this future genius was doing? Was eating her own boogers?
I'm sure Einstein ate boogers, dog. We didn't question him, even though I don't think he was really smart. But that's besides that. Anyways, the point is this, dude. The point is this: my children will save us from the killer robots in the future. That's all I'm saying, Johnny.
I hope
Johnny, you enjoying the show, or you falling asleep?
They're like
I'm
John
up here
Connor.
Spitting gold, and you're crying.
Oh no! I just had a long day.
Johnny, were you hauling wood?
No, I was traveling around today to see family and stuff. It's like,
isn't that the hardest part about going home? Is you have to your parents put you on tour.
I know.
And please welcome to the stage. He's your headliner. He just got back from Los Angeles, or as we call it, the future, Johnny Water.
And it might not be like this for you, but because I'm of a certain generation, I'm also on tech repair duty. Like anybody who's got a problem with their damn DVR or their TV, I'm going around fixing that. Like it's my job. Everybody, like I know it's sort of toward the end of every visit, somebody kind of walks up to me like an aunt or something, and it's like, yeah, could you just, I got my phone here and I can't figure out why it won't rotate. Can you? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, you swipe down here and you turn off the rotation.
Yeah, you have to lock. Which, and then they think, oh my God, you're the Messiah.
Which, by the way, is something I had to do for Sam Tripoli, who was going to take his phone back to the store and return it.
Johnny, shut up. I was just going to give you a compliment that you were the nerd dork Messiah, but now I take it back.
Oh, how will I live?
God, I hope your woodland critters eat you.
Did you go out and see the Christmas star thing the other night? That was pretty cool.
I did see it.
The conjunction. I thought it was kind of cool.
Conjunction. Watch your phone.
It's probably a lot better here. You can't see stars in LA, dude. I took a photo outside the other night. You can see all the stars here. It's amazing. That's one thing I miss.
Johnny, you got your Bitcoin or what?
I have some. Yeah, it's going up. Oh, man, it's just so high right now.
It's 23? So
high. Is it at 23? Is that where it is?
It got up to 24, bro.
It's amazing.
Do you you know it's going to drop hard again, and you should
buy
all
of it. Can you imagine if you just bought $100? You could have, if you bought in $100 at a certain time, you'd have like $10 million now.
Johnny.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God, dude. So this new Bitcoin or this new digital currency came in called Yearn Financial, and it came out of nowhere and it's worth like $25,000 out the gate, and it's already down almost over $5,000, and it was worth more than Bitcoin. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's now what happened with like Bitcoin Cash. Originally, Bitcoin Cash came out and it went to like $4,000, and it's at $278 now. Yeah, the Bitcoin Cash was at $4,355 in 2017. And now,
there's wrapped Bitcoin. Everyone's trying to Bitcoin jack Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin Cash is the one I trust most out of those, because Bitcoin Cash is pretty consistent, the price. And the network is a lot faster than Bitcoin. Because like if you send money to somebody now with Bitcoin, like say you wanted to send somebody like $500 in Bitcoin, if the network's slow, by the time it reaches them, you know, you could have sent them $550, you know, more than you wanted to, or way less than you wanted to, just because of the volatility of Bitcoin
and how slow
the network is.
Do you own any other digital currency? What else do you own?
A few. Hold on. Bitcoin Cash, obviously, because of the speed. I have Litecoin, which was one of the older coins. Ethereum, also an older coin. This is something called Basic Attention Token, which is this. It's from that Brave internet browser, you know, where you get coins for like browsing. Are you familiar with this?
Dude, someone said there was a porn company was paying people in digital currency to watch porn, and you're like, dude, where do I retire at? I could have retired back in the day.
I'm sure you could have, yeah.
Johnny, do you ever get the point where you're like, I think I finished the internet? Have you ever had that moment where you're like, I've seen everything?
Not yet, no. Have you?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, I've seen it. I think I'm going to go back to books. I've been buying all these books because I want to read them. I just haven't had time. And it's very weird because this is probably, dude, the last, I'm gonna keep doing my premium content stuff because I don't want to lose those people. But this is the last podcast I do. I think I got one more after this for like my zero podcast. But I think I'm done
for the year. Cool, man. Take some time off. You deserve it.
Dude, I know. I mean, it's so weird. I had nothing to do today, but I've been killing these cameos, dog. Killing them.
Are we going to talk about the one that we're going to do after this?
Yeah, no, we won't. But yeah, we can talk about it. Some dude wants me to help him propose. Like, I'm like kind of worried. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, dude. That video is going to be a video that is very important to this couple for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I know, man. That's a lot of pressure. I got to nail this. People love my manifestos I'm doing on Cameo, dude. Just straight up manifestos. I love it.
It's the same stuff that you send to those poor on the record telemarketers and
yeah, but this one's more personalized. Don't fucking jack my swag, Johnny.
No, what I'm saying is it's just the same sort of energy, like the same insanity.
Yeah,
the same fuel.
I got to get back to those for the records. I'm going to start doing those
again. Those are really funny, yeah.
Johnny, we got to do one. You wanted to do one where we call like a psychic.
Yeah, when I have this back, idea where you call a psychic and then you're like, yeah, I just wanted.
Don't tell anybody, Johnny. They're going to fucking take our ideas.
Okay. It's funny. It'll be funny. All right. What else going on with you?
What else is going on? I feel like I got taken today for cash.
You going to talk about that?
Yeah.
You did. You got took, buddy.
So I go to the office, and I look down. There's a safe, and I need a new safe. So this guy's like, hey, dude, I'm selling the safe. All you got to do is call this company, and they'll give you a new number to open the safe. I go, okay, that's cool.
Have you done that part yet? Hold on.
No, I haven't done that part yet. I'll do that part.
You might have got taken for even more than we realized. Okay, go on. No,
well, I mean, dude, at the end of the day, it's like $40. I mean, I'm going to live.
Yeah, I know, but still, it may
and then
it,
this
that,
guy,
that 40
every time
bucks.
I see him, I go, hey, dude, you remember when you jacked me for 40
bucks? Yeah, exactly.
Bucks?
Yeah, yeah.
But imagine if you jacked somebody for $40. I mean, like.
Tell
that's
the story.
On you.
Sorry, go ahead. So, okay. So you see
but
it.
She's safe. So this guy's coming down. I'm like, hey, dude, you selling that safe? He goes, yeah, dude. I go, what's the story with it? He's like, oh, yeah, dude, you just got to. Get somebody to you just got to call the company. They'll give you a new thing for a new way to open it. And you could get a new number there. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
But what did it say on the safe? How much was it on the, it
said
the
free?
Free.
Yeah. And then he's like, I was looking for $50. Can you help me out? I'm like, how about 40? He goes, cool.
And wait, so the safe said free on it.
Yeah.
Do you think, I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking happened. He found it on the sidewalk.
But you know, he has all the paperwork and shit right here.
Yeah, probably somebody left it on top of the safe.
With,
and said,
with all this, Johnny, this.
Dude, I'm telling you, people do it on my street all the time. They put stuff out on the sidewalk with all the paperwork, like brand new shit, and it'll say free on it. Maybe hit the sign was from that, and he didn't have time to take the sign off before you saw it. You know what I'm saying?
All I know is that I am
so he got
to
it.
Call.
So he got it for free, and then...
Johnny... It's $40. I'll survive.
And then sold it to you. You're the one that was dwelling on it about how you got ripped off for $40.
Yeah, we're going to call this number right now.
So right now?
Yeah.
What time is
it? Okay, you're eligible for warranty.
I don't think they're going to be open at 10 o'clock at night.
All right, Johnny.
Call them, though. Let's do it. If you can. I don't think we can.
No, I'm not
going
to call them right now, Johnny, so you can mock me.
Exactly.
Johnny,
yeah.
Dude, this show's gone too long.
You want to do news?
No.
What is it? What
How
is
long
it?
Has this been? Can we I do don't... another episode, another day, do news?
We're not even like a half hour yet.
No bullshit. We're way over an hour.
I don't think we're at way over an hour. Hold on.
Yeah.
We're not an hour. We're at like 45 minutes.
Okay, so Johnny, you admit we're more than half an hour.
Yeah, more than half an hour, but not even close
Cut
to an
that
hour.
Part out. Let's hear the stories.
Okay. It's your fault. You were supposed to give me a half hour for stories. All right. Here's and I'm preparing for you to say, are you not entertained at the end of this? You ready?
Okay.
Here's the headline.
That should be the segment should be called, are you not entertained?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Time to go to our segment, the news, or aka, are you not entertained?
This is from Reuters. It says, this is the headline, stay, detect COVID. Chile dogs report for duty at Santiago Airport. The task of sniffing out passengers infected with COVID-19 at Chile's Santiago International Airport is going to the dogs. A team of golden retrievers and labs sit when they smell the virus and get a treat. The canine sport green biodetector jackets with a red cross.
Are you not entertained?
Isn't that crazy?
Johnny, so you know drug dogs are just junkies, right?
Oh, what, they get them high?
They get them hooked on that smack.
Wow,
and when they give them the thing, that's got the drugs on it. So, like, when they're looking for coke and shit.
So that's why they're always like.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's crazy.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, dude, this guy's got the coke. Give me some.
That's so wild.
And that's why they always look at you like the dogs always look like, hey, man, I'll suck your dick for some coke.
Passengers at an airport health checkpoint wipe their necks and wrists with gauze pads that are then put in glass containers and sent to the dogs to see if they detect COVID-19. That doesn't sound like it slows things up at all.
Sniffer,
the lines aren't long enough in Santiago, I guess. Sniffer dogs are best known for finding drugs and explosives, but have also previously been trained to detect malaria, cancer, and Parkinson's disease.
How do you sniff Parkinson's?
I don't know.
How do you sniff it? I mean, like, they're just making shit up at this point.
It really seems like that, doesn't it? Dogs trained to detect the novel coronavirus have already begun sniffing passenger samples at airports in the United Arab Emirates and Finland. A study recently found dogs can identify infected individuals with 85 to 100% accuracy and rule out infection with 92 to 99% accuracy. So there you go.
I'll fight all them.
Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine, dude?
What,
you're
they
trying
got
to get
a prime minister of where? Where are we talking about?
It was Santiago, Chile. It was in Chile.
I will fight the prime minister of Santiago, Chile for charity.
Can you imagine, okay? Dude, you're trying to get
charity
on your flight.
Charity goes to all the waitresses at Chile's restaurant, okay?
You're trying to get on your flight to L.A. or wherever from Chile, and you're late, and then you're like, trying to rush through the line, and they call you back, and they're like, oh, yeah, dude, the dog says you got COVID. Like, how's that going to go down?
Johnny, did I ever tell you the time I was on acid and I got through the fucking security line in, like, 10 minutes and was literally out the door because I had lightning bolts coming out of my eyeballs and everyone just got the fuck out of my way?
You just look crazy, and they were just
I got to get my flight. Everyone's like, huh. Okay, go. I mean, you ever see that thing where, like, that picture of the guy, man on fire, just walking?
Oh, yeah, it's on the cover.
That was me. I'm
just
like, I'm on fire. Just let me through.
That's the cover of a Pink Floyd album, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just one second.
John, you said you had these things teed up. God damn it.
I did. Yeah, it's the Wish You Were Here album. I was just looking that up.
Dude,
I can't remember what album.
Can you make a shirt that says The Broken?
Yeah, I have. I have one. Yeah, I just haven't put it up yet. I'll put it up for this weekend if you want. This story, to me, I just don't understand what I'm reading here. It 340... I'm just going to read this to you and tell me if you make sense of it. This is from The Mirror in the UK. Woman's 340 boobs, quote, won't stop growing, leaving her in constant back pain. Kyla Romero said she suffers excruciating pains as her boobs are growing every 1 to 3 months and are so big, her nipples are bigger than the size of her palm.
Of her what?
Her palm.
Oh, really?
Her nipples are bigger than
her tits are growing, and we're supposed to feel bad for her? Was she an X-Men?
Maybe 340 is a size. Okay. That must be a size. Women's bra size is 340. No, this is 34-0. Oh, wow.
34-0?
Oh, wow. I didn't even know it went that high. That's what this is. Okay, this makes way more sense now. Okay, okay. Woman's 34-0 boobs won't stop growing. So there you go.
Johnny, look up the world's biggest dick. I think that it's
I'm not looking up the world's biggest
dick. Guy's last name Falcon or this dude in Mexico.
Jonah Falcon is that guy that used to come on the Stern Show. Is that what you're talking about? He used to come on the Stern Show all the time, Jonah Falcon. And he would just, they would let George, you remember George Takei from Star Trek? He's gay, you know? And he was like, oh my. And he went over and like touched it and stuff. Oh, God. Stern used to be so funny.
The biggest one.
34.
Those are the biggest tits in the world?
Well, no. They're just the 34-0 that this woman is dealing with right now. Kyla Romero.
I mean, come on, dude. It's not that crazy.
Kyla Romero, 27, also said her boobs – no, we already got that part. Kyla, who lives in Houston, Texas, said her bust has continued to increase since she was 12, and she is already outgrowing two 34-0 bras that she bought in November. She said, and this is a quote, "It is hard enough trying to find size O bras, which are also pricey. I have no idea how I'm going to find size Ps. I don't even want to think about how expensive they will be." That's amazing.
You know, Johnny, you want my suggestion? Do you want my suggestion?
Go on.
Two words, OnlyFans, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And then the other one is, and it looks like she got stabbed at some point, by the way, real quick. That's a nice stab wound right there. And then the second one, two words for you. Ready? Two more words.
Go on.
Two midgets. That's what she needs, two midgets.
Just what, to walk around like that?
Just to hold up her tits. Put them to work. They need work, dude.
When Kayla was 12 and she was pretty much flat-chested, her mom brought her a training bra for the first time. Within a week, it didn't fit me anymore. So there you go. That's how fast her titties are growing.
She gave herself a black eye job. Is that a real story, Johnny?
She from the mirror.
She said she gave – oh, she go back. I think she said she was jogging. She gave herself a black eye.
Are you serious? Hold on. I didn't see that part. One of my most vivid memories from around the time was during gym class. One of the school bullies started laughing at my boobs, saying that I had a boob job and telling me not to run too fast or I'll give myself a black eye. That was just a joke. Somebody was making fun of her.
All right. So, man, I ruined that. But that's fine.
The other kids would sing, "Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?"
And she's probably trying to get like a real Christian job, like being a secretary, when she could be making hand over fist on OnlyFans.
Oh, there's a fetishist out there that was begging for Kayla to get on OnlyFans. I'm sure she's gotten all kinds of offers.
What kind of fetish is that? Guys who like big tits?
Yeah, but there are guys who like massive tits and they like to kind of be like smothered by them. It's like a smothering thing. These guys that want to be like just encompassed by boobs. That's a real thing, man. And it's out there.
God help her if she gets pregnant, dude.
Oh, then they fill up with milk? I can't even imagine.
Oh, God, she's going to need a wheelbarrow.
Okay, here's another story I like. This is from the BBC.
Johnny.
U.S. judge says parents owe son over trashed porn collection. A U.S. judge in Michigan has ruled that a 42-year-old man can seek compensation from his parents for destroying his pornography collection. David Working, who was living with his parents following a divorce, sued them over the items, which he claims were worth $25,000.
Dude, maybe classic old pornos.
His parents argued that they told him not to bring the items home. The judge said that, even as landlords, Mr. Working's parents had no right to dispose of items owned by their son. Mr. Working had lived with his parents in Grand Haven, Michigan for 10 months after his divorce, but moved out in August 2017. He now lives in Indiana. He said that his collection was extensive and irreplaceable. They were magazines and films, and he left them when he initially moved out and later discovered they were missing and they were trashed. So there you go.
Well, you know, your mom's going to do that. Your parents have empty nest syndrome. And then they get over and they realize they got their house back and they're going to go through and they're going to find a mountain. Dude, my porn addiction, which I had for a while, was so early in my life, dude. I, as a kid, I had so many pornos mags under my fucking mattress that my mattress looked pregnant. That's how it literally had a camel's back Oh, and I thought I was smooth. It was so extensive.
I'm sure you're, when your dad got bored, he's like, let's go see what Sam's got in here.
And it was like a dude, I used to use porno mags to bribe bullies or like tough guys to beat up bullies for me.
That's a good idea, man.
Yeah, dude, I was way ahead of my time.
That's
bro.
Really smart, man. That's a street hustle thing.
I used to jack magazines from this fucking convenience store, steal them all the time. Take them shiny. Give them to the get guys and tell them to beat the fuck out of that dude because he's fucking with me.
You know how we talked about DB Cooper on Tinfoil Hat recently? Well, this is the this is a story that's similar to DB Cooper in some ways, but just without any of the intrigue and drama. Here we go. This is from The Guardian. Two people and a dog slide out of a moving plane at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Passengers on a plane about to take off from New York's LaGuardia Airport were stunned when two fellow travelers suddenly opened the emergency exit and slid down to the tarmac on that inflatable slide, taking their dog with them. The bizarre incident, detailed in the New York Times, resulted in a delay to the flight and the arrest of Antonio Murdoch, 31, and Brianna Greco, 27, on charges including criminal mischief and trespassing.
What were their last names?
Murdoch and Greco.
Come on, does that not sound like the worst buddy cop team ever?
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Right? And tell me they're not like, that does not sound like cocaine. Like, that name sounds like, if they legalize cocaine, that would be the first brand of cocaine that would hit the streets.
Here's why. Here's more proof to the cocaine. Okay. The Times reported that the couple boarded the plane but then switched seats several times as they became agitated. As flight 462 began to taxi out to the runway, the man stood up, ignoring a flight attendant's order to sit, saying that he had PTSD, the Times described a witness saying. The plane then shuddered to a halt. The man had forced open a cabin door, activating an emergency slide, and then he, his female companion, and their dog slid their way out of the plane. The dog was given to an animal shelter. It was a Great Dane puppy.
Oh, God. Somebody save that dog.
Isn't that wild?
You know, how great would it be right before he got off the plane, he goes, we got to get these goddamn snakes off this goddamn plane. And then he just jumped off. Yeah.
Apparently, there was another famous incident in 2010 that happened at JFK. It was a JetBlue flight. This guy, Steven Slater, pulled the emergency chute after the flight landed. He went onto the public address system, swore at a passenger and who he had claimed treated him rudely. He was like, hey, by the way, Billy and 2B, fuck you. And then he helped himself to a beer and slid down onto the tarmac. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Johnny, I heard a story that a woman jumped out of a plane recently.
Oh.
Like a woman did.
Well, I don't think you can jump out of the plane. They claim that because the cabin's pressurized while the plane's in the air, you can't open the emergency exit. It's like just anybody can't walk over to the emergency exit and do it.
All right.
I hope that's true. Hold on. Anyway, that to me is it really is proof that we're all under so much pressure with flying because of TSA and COVID now that people are cracking up, man. That's what you're seeing here. That's what you're seeing. Here's another Are You Not Entertained from the Democratic Socialist Republic of California. Here's the headline. Californians can now pay extra for gas from cow manure. Southern Californian residents now have the option to pay a little bit extra to get some of their natural gas from landfills and cow manure. California state regulators signed off Thursday on a 3-year plan by Southern California Gas and San Diego Gas and Electric. Don't trust any power companies.
Get me the fuck out of this state, dude.
To sell what the utilities
call.
Johnny,
will you go to Austin or Nashville? Which one?
I'd rather go to Asheville. Renewable natural gas or biogas, they call it. That's what they're calling cow shit now. Biogas.
Biogas.
So, yeah,
By the way, great name for a band. Wouldn't you agree?
Biogas? Yeah, I'd listen to that. What genre is that? Is that like punk?
That's, that would be like, Love Shack, baby. Love Shack. Like the B-52s, like that kind of genre. That would be a biogas. Love Shack. Oh, and Love Shack.
This is a story from UPI. The South Carolina Education Lottery said 11,453 winning tickets were purchased for a pick three drawing that came up with the numbers. Guess what the numbers were? It's pick three, so it's three numbers. 11,000 people won. What do you think the numbers were?
187.
No, I'm just going to tell you right now. They were 333. So there you go. Mm-hmm. There's your numerology.
That seems like that might happen more if it's only three numbers.
Yeah, you might think so. Lottery official said Saturday night's drawing resulted in the numbers 333 being selected, making 11,453. The total was about 25 times the number of winners in the previous day's drawing. Pick three winners receive a payout of $250 to $500. So we're not even talking about a lot of money. It's just that number is
weird. We're not talking about go fuck you money.
Here's something I thought was interesting. This is from TechCrunch. Elon Musk claims that he tried selling Tesla to Apple, but Tim Cook was not interested. Tesla's stocks miraculously bizarre. Tesla stocks miraculously bizarre 2020 might have gone differently had Apple's Tim Cook agreed to a meeting in recent years, or so says Elon Musk. That's just a terribly written sentence. Reacting to Reuters' recent news that Apple has not abandoned its electric car program. Yeah, that was in the news recently, that Apple might still be trying to develop a car. Musk tweeted that in the darkest days of scaling Model 3 production, Tesla, Elon Musk specifically, reached out to Apple CEO Tim Cook and raised the possibility of the Cupertino company acquiring Tesla. Musk says that Cook refused to even take the meeting. Interesting, huh? So
that is interesting. Elon Musk can't figure out, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I'm not sure either. I want to like him, but I'm not sure.
Is he now the second richest guy?
Is he? I don't know. Who richest?
Of the people to let us know about. Let me make no doubts about that.
Yeah. World's billionaires list. What kind of order? Number one is Bezos. Number two is Bill Gates. Number three is the Bernard Arnault and family. Four is Warren Buffett. Number five is Larry Ellison. Number six is Emanico Ortega. Number seven is Mark Zuckerberg. Number eight is Jim Walton. Number nine is Alice Walton. So, yeah, I guess he's not even in the top nine. Here's a terrible story. This is from KUTV. A mom dumped her daughter's corpse and then dressed up a life-size doll to look like her. This is in College Station, Texas.
Oh, my God.
A mother.
I want to hear this, dude. I want to hear it.
Okay. It's terrible.
I'm sorry.
A mother.
I have kids.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
It was bad. Two-year-old girl got beat.
Okay, dude. Like, please cut that out.
Okay. All right. I was going to bring you a brighter story after that to cheer you back up. You ready?
All right. Yeah, let's skip that crap.
Did you remember that Tom Cruise?
My thoughts go out to that little girl.
Okay. Well, I can't cut it if you keep talking about it. Remember Tom Cruise's on-set tirade? Did you hear that where he freaked out?
Oh, yeah.
Leaked audio of Tom Cruise's on-set tirade directed at crew members reportedly not following COVID safety protocols quickly went viral and paved the way for countless philosophical conversations, blah, blah, blah. Beyond that, however, it created a very real situation for Mission Impossible 7 after a handful of crew members reportedly quit in response. Rumor has it that the production will shut down for a bit for the Christmas break while it tries to figure out how to move forward. As for those that already quit, though, we're not quite to the news part yet. Hold on just a second. However, they apparently have at least one job offer already lined up. Strip Chat, an adult entertainment camming site, is extending an employment offer to all the crew members who left Mission Impossible 7 early. So there you go.
Good for them. I hope they take it up. Okay? First of all, I say this with all love and respect. Fuck Tom Cruise. Put him on the list. I want to fight him for charity. Okay? I will fight that munchkin for charity. What a grandstanding piece of shit. You don't think he knew somebody was recording that and put that out thinking people, hey, Tom, we still remember you jumping on the couch and being a retard, okay? And let me just say that, and you might want to beep retard too. Beep me saying retard right there.
I'm never going to be able to do it because I don't have timestamps for these.
Okay. All right. Figure it out, Johnny.
That's impossible. Go ahead.
You can do it. Listen
to
me, John. Okay. Do you know that Tom Cruise is a big reason why TMZ was bought out?
No, go on. What?
TMZ had destroyed No, TMZ basically destroyed the brand that was Tom Cruise and destroyed the brand that was Angelina Jolie by putting out all these crazy stories about them when TMZ was big. I don't feel like anyone cares about TMZ anymore, right? It's kind of like that and World Star Hip Hop.
I think you're right. Yeah.
They used to be. I really do think celebrities died. And that's why Tom Cruise, which is the only movie anyone will go see Tom Cruise in now, is Mission Impossible. They will not go see Tom Cruise for Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I buy that. Yeah, except with that, and it's like Top Gun now. Yeah, that's it. That new Top Gun movie, I'll go see that. But that's it. Yeah, you're right.
Did you see new Bill and Ted's, by the way? I feel like we got ripped off by not being able to see that movie because of this stupid-ass COVID.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I heard it was pretty good, though. I heard it was pretty good.
Dude, is anyone killing it more than Keanu Reeves? Anybody?
Nobody, no. And it's great, man, because he wasn't doing anything until that damn John Wick movie came out. And then he's just back. He's back now. And I'm glad. He's apparently the sweetest guy, like the best guy. Good
he's
for him.
He's banging an old lady. He's great.
Yeah, they call it, dude, the women love that, dude, that he's hooking up with this old chick. They love it, man.
Yeah.
They call it age appropriate. She's age appropriate is what they call her for him.
But she's older than him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She looks older. She's got gray hair.
I love them. I love them to pieces. But it's so funny because when they're young, they date much older. And then when they get older, they get mad when guys do the same thing. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. But Tom Cruise, nobody liked him because of the TMZ shit. Because they destroyed that brand, Angelina Jolie, like I said. So all the studios got together and bought out TMZ. So then all of a sudden, TMZ just started talking about reality stars. And that's half the reason I think reality stars blow up is so that they just had disposable celebrities.
I buy that.
It's so hard to build a $20 million opening night star. That's the big reason why they stopped doing really fat guys in movies, right? John Candy, Chris Farley, they died. So they started doing Jack Black fat.
Yeah. What, just fat enough to look fat on camera?
Yeah, thick. And then it's funny and they make it seem like he's a fat guy when he's really not.
Yeah, he's not fat. You're right. That's a good point.
He just got a weird weeble wobble body.
Here's a funny story from AP.
By the way, I'll fight Tom Cruise for charity.
I'd love to see that. A man who drove off the road. We've had, in the country right now, there's a lot of snow on the ground. A man, and this is New York, a man who drove off the road in this
last
week's
story.
Two more after this, and then we're done. These are quick hitters. Quick hitters.
I gotta go.
These are quick. People don't like it when we do this. New York, AP. A man who drove off the road. A man who drove off the road in this week's snowstorm spent 10 hours trapped in his car after a passing snowplow and rapidly accumulating snow buried his car. So the guy pulled off the road, and then the snowplow came and just covered him in snow, and he was trapped for 10 hours in his car.
So you can't open it.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that sucks. And what's really evil is that plow did that. And then never went back to see if he was okay.
Yeah, never did. It said if he was in there State Sergeant Jason Cowley said if he was in there for another hour, his body temperature would have gone lower, and I'm convinced he would not have made it. So the guy almost died.
You think he kept himself alive by masturbating?
Do you even bother wiping it off?
You got a hobo and shoots, it doesn't freeze. You don't want a cumsicle.
That's terrible.
Johnny, this is a comedy show.
That is terrible, Sam.
Terrible by you mean awesome?
I just want to give you the closer here. Where is it? You see this? Look at this, dude. You see this picture?
Oh, my God, Johnny.
That's a person over there.
That's a real person? No way.
It is, yeah.
Johnny, AP, there's no way.
AP, man dressed as Santa rescued from power lines in California.
Dude, how did he not get electrocuted?
Well, he's not touching the ground. So it's probably like why birds don't get electrocuted. Santa found himself a little more tied up than usual this time of year. A Northern California man impersonating Santa Claus and flying on a powered parachute was rescued Sunday after he became entangled in power lines, authorities said. The incident happened shortly after the man took off near Rio Linda to deliver candy canes to children in his community. Oh, I bet that's cool, man. If you see like a guy dressed as Santa flying around giving out kids, that would be awesome as a kid.
Yeah, I don't trust this guy.
He flew into a maze. What, dude, what? He can't be a pedophile. Pedophiles want to be able to reach the kids. This guy's flying overhead.
Yeah, he's just putting on a bigger show.
He flew into a maze of power lines and wound up suspended in them, the FAA, an FAA spokesman said. The man, who was not identified, was not injured. He just flies around. This is someone who lives nearby, says he just flies around so people can see and flies around people's houses. This was the first time he was in the Santa suit. So this is something he...
Yeah, dude, this guy's like, how can I get a new angle on shit?
So you don't
shit.
Buy it, huh? You think this guy's a weirdo, huh?
I think they're all weirdos.
What do you mean? Who? All the people who fly around?
I don't know, dude. I there's some good guys out there, but there's a lot of weirdos, dude. A lot of weirdos.
All right. All right.
There was a cool video about this mall Santa, and the mom is like, she's hearing impaired. So he started doing sign language with her, and that was cool.
That was sweet.
That was cool. And not all Santas are shady. I shouldn't have been like that, man. All I got to say is I hope he was on acid.
By the way, if you're taking your COVID test, you should know it might not end up where you think it is. If it's one of those mail-in ones, this is an AP story. Illinois woman finds apparent COVID test in a Kohl's package. An Illinois woman who ordered flags for her grandmother's garden got a surprise when the package arrived. Someone's apparent COVID-19 test specimen. So this woman is wrapping Christmas gifts at her aunt's house in Illinois. She opens up the padded envelope that's got the flags in it that she'd ordered a couple weeks ago from Kohl's.
Yeah.
She pulled the flags out and said, look how cute these are, and then pulled out a packing slip and noticed something deeper inside, and it was a biohazard bag containing somebody's COVID-19 test specimen. How does that happen? Think about that.
It's called somebody's fucking with somebody. That's what it is. What?
That's not even a good
that's
joke,
all
man.
That's it is, child.
It's weird, dude. What are you? Who are you airdropping?
Yeah, that's what... I'm airdropping something to
yourself.
Me, so shut up. Yeah,
we gotta eject. I gotta get out of this thing, whatever this is right now. I gotta pull the emergency door and slide down with my Great Dane and my girlfriend.
Johnny, it's been a pleasure. Broken Sim is only getting bigger, better, faster, stronger.
2020 coming to an end. This is our last one this year, huh?
This is our last one this year, maybe, possibly, who knows. But, you know, we appreciate you guys coming to us. I know the show comes out here and there whenever. It will come out more often once we figure out the pacing.
Yes, yes. We're shooting for like every 10 days, ideally.
Yeah, that's the goal. Well, we love you guys. Have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy, happy new year.
Yes.
Johnny, I love you, even though you got a bad attitude sometimes.
Same to you, brother, even though you have a worse attitude all the time.
Okay, Johnny, love you. To the broken, I love you so much. Thank you so much for making the show the number one show in Antarctica.
It is. That's a fact, actually.
It is. Thank you, guys. Have a great holiday season. Enjoy Grandma.